What? Captain America is black? Damn right he is. We'll get back to that. This is Off the Handle with your host, Renal Preville. We got the new Captain America, comes out to his old high school, has a black sidekick, and comes out through his old high school through a drum line. But not with Nick Cannon, though. If they would have added that, it would have gave me more belief in this new Captain America. I don't have belief in this new Captain America because he doesn't seem like a bad guy. He doesn't seem like a jerk. He does come off a little douchey, but he's not. He just seems like a normal guy. He doesn't have superpowers. He says that in the beginning of the episode because he's doing an interview with, I guess, Good Morning America or something like that. Ah, ironic. Captain America on Good Morning America. I wonder if anyone else noticed that. But yeah, he does his interview. He says he's not Tony Stark. He's not a wizard. He's not Tony Stark. He's not the original Captain America. He's Steve Rogers, and Steve Rogers has guts, and that's what makes him a hero. He's just a normal average guy that is really in shape and is a smart dude, and that happens to want to do the best he can for America. He just wants to try and have a lot of guts. So I commend him for that. And again, like he comes off douchey to me, but he's not, so far has not done anything douchey. He's actually really nervous about being a Captain America, being a symbol. Like, he has a big shoes to fill, and he seems nervous, but he seems also humble a little bit. But just once he puts the helmet on and everything, comes off a little douchey to me. But it is what it is. Falcon should have been new Captain America, but he didn't want to do that. And he decided, like, hey, I got more important things to worry about. The big three. What are the big three? The Winter Soldier asks. Aliens, androids, and wizards. That's not big three. He's like, when do we deal with wizards? He's like, Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is not a wizard. He's a sorcerer. Falcon hits him with, a sorcerer is a wizard without a hat. Motherfucker, right? That's exactly what it is. Got him with that. So they have to go do the big three because they have a new threat that's overseas and they're trying to figure that out. Like, by saying that kind of comment, that little stupid joke shows you exactly who Bucky and Sam are because they're real friends in real life, the actors. And it shows you the chemistry while they're doing that show by saying that stupid little line, what's a wizard? Wizards is really just a sorcerer without a hat. It was pretty funny, and you see the chemistry of them just messing with each other, and that's what's making the show, like, I think is going to take off from that. Like a buddy cop type of film. You know, like Lethal Weapon or something like that. What's crazy to me is if you watch episode 2 where Bucky doesn't have a parachute, so he jumps out 200 feet. I know he was a super soldier, but I didn't, you know, my nerdiness didn't know if he actually had the serum in him, or he just had things developed, like he had a computer brain and obviously a cybernetic arm. But I didn't really know if he had super strength because he falls and lands. He looks like he hurts himself, but not enough to like die. So I was like, all right. So he is technically a super soldier. I just thought he just had like robotic parts and they just kept on ice every few years. After Bucky falls out of the plane, Falcon hits him with that, hey, you know I got that on camera, because every time Bucky does something kind of stupid, Falcon hits him with that, hey, I got this on camera. And it's really funny because that later on it comes into a scene where he keeps kind of getting embarrassed by that that red wing that keeps following him. And when Bucky and Falcon gets on top of the train and actually fights some of these bad guys, one of the bad guys just, like, I don't know, knee the fuck out of the goddamn Red Wing and destroys it. And you can hear Bucky like, oh man, I wish I would have done that. I like, you see, I'm saying this is actually more funny. The action packed stuff is great, but the comedy is the little one liners and jokes are, I think, is what takes the show to the next level. Another hilarious thing they keep adding on is that, you know, Sam and the Winter Soldier are walking towards each other or walking with each other. And Sam hits him with the, oh, you think you hang out in Wakanda for a little bit, you White Panther. He's like, nah, I'm White Wolf. Sam, like, what? Hey, Wakanda forever, bro. I think Sam was a little jealous that he didn't get a name. But it is what it is, player. So they finally find the Flag Smashers that they've been following in the episode one. And it seems like they're regular people, but then the Falcon, not Falcon, who is it? Winter Soldier gets punched in the chest hard by this little girl. And it revealed that the Flag Smashers are also have some super soldier in them. Like they're super strong, fast, probably actually and beats the crap out of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And then it shows up, the new Captain America and his sidekick shows up. They get beat up as well. After they get beat up, they're all on the ground. They're walking. You got Sam and the Winter Soldier walking. And the new Captain America and his partner are in a truck. And they're like, hey, guys, we got to work together. You guys need a ride? And they're like, no, we're going to keep walking. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, the next airport's like 200 miles. And they're like, all right, I guess we'll walk. I guess we're not walking anymore. We'll go ride with you. And they're trying to have a conversation with the new Captain America and the new... You can see the Winter Soldier is like, he still don't like the new Captain America. And Captain America, the new one, is saying, I'm not taking over Steve Rogers' place. I just need you guys by my side. And they're not really liking that because it doesn't seem like they really... It doesn't seem like he genuinely wants to be a team player. He wants to be the leader and have everyone run under behind him. And it's like, well, we've known the real Steve and we've had our own team. Falcon's a real Avenger. So it's like, why would I go with this new dude that ain't got no powers? Or he's like, again, he's not Tony. So like, nah, I'm not rolling with you. And he should have been the new Captain America, but he just felt it was wrong. And when it comes to it later on, where they finally are trying to figure out who these people are, and once they find out these people have superpowers, super soldiers, Winter Soldier tells Falcon, I have someone you need to meet. I thought it was going to be that Asian dude that from episode one. I don't know why I thought that, but ends up going to the middle of some neighborhood and looks like, you know, normal small suburban area. Tells him, hey, I need to speak to... So they go meet Isaiah's place, the original Captain America. We're not revealed that yet, but that's who he was. His grand tells him, no, you're not coming in this house. Then Winter Soldier tells him, like, I'm the guy from some area, and the grandson lets him in. And you see an older gentleman says, I just wanted to see if you were still alive. Like, well, no, actually, I'm a liar. He didn't say that. He just says, when Bucky comes in, he just says that, I wanted to see if you actually grew that arm back on or you came here to kill me. My line was a lot better, but it is what it is. Well, you got Bucky's telling Isaiah, we need your help because there's more people like us. Isaiah's like, no, I'm not going to help you. You're still a... He's saying, like, I'm not... Bucky's telling him, I'm not a killer anymore. He tells him... You can't choose to be who you are. I didn't get a choice. And you're wondering why he says that, because after he gets angry, it's revealed. This is when it's revealed that he has some superpowers. Even though Bucky says that there's more people like us, he takes an ashtray and says, get out of my house. And he throws it, and that ashtray goes right through the wall. He looks old as hell. It should not go through the wall. And you just realize, oh my God, he has superpowers. And he's the first, like, I guess he seems to be, like, the first super soldier. I have said, like, he's the first super soldier, but I don't know if that actually is, that he's the first super soldier. I think he's just another super soldier that the world just erased. They just forgot about him and locked him in jail for 30 years while extracting his blood and taking more of, trying to make another one. Yeah, you can go back. It's called The Truth of Isaiah Bradley. That's one of the comic books that... They have a storyline with Captain America, a black Captain America. It does give me a little bit of a Tuskegee experiment kind of vibe in Marvel. So don't know if he actually volunteered or they just did this on purpose like they did in Tuskegee. So we're going to find that probably out in episode 3 or 4. And as I remember, I said that his grandson opened the door. So his grandson Elijah in the comic book is also a super soldier as well. So I don't know if they're going to actually add the grandson to the Marvel universe, giving him powers in the universe currently, but it might make sense because they are trying to get younger and newer heroes. So that might be coming soon. What's crazy about the Isaiah being erased from history, like no one knew about him, not even Tony. Falcon didn't know. Well, Tony's dead, so that's why he doesn't know. But Falcon didn't even know, and they just erased him. Then it comes to, like, you know, Sam and Bucky are, well, Sam's upset at Bucky that no one told him. Bucky tells him, I didn't tell anyone. So no one knew about him. And he's like, this is a superhero, no one knew about him? He's like, yeah, no one knew. Bucky didn't tell anyone about him because he's been through enough. Like 30 years, he was in jail by the Americans. And then Hydra took him over, so they wanted to experiment on him as well. So Bucky kind of did the right thing by not letting anyone know about him because he's been through enough. They knew if he would tell anyone else, they would have come get him, where he just seemed to have 30 years in jail and then had a normal life, somewhat of a normal life, and he didn't want to tell anyone that. And Bucky and Sam are arguing someone in the street, and then a cop comes. And as of course, they're going to the white guy saying, like, is this guy bothering you? And he's like, no, I'm not bothering you. And the cops are asking for Sam's ID. He's like, why do you need my ID? We're having a conversation. What are you talking about? And it's obviously they're racially profiling. And once they find out Sam is an Avenger and is Falcon, they're like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. My bad. Apologize. It's like, yeah, we saw what they were doing there, where they're definitely racially profiling and showing you how even if you're a celebrity, people treat you a certain way until they know, oh, wait, you're someone that can get me in trouble. I like that they're showing some realness into these comic books. Marvel has always done that. Go back from the early 70s comic books, Civil War. Literally, the X-Men is literally civil rights. Like, they always take real-life stuff and put it in their comic books. And especially with this time of where we're living in, with being unarmed black men being shot and racially profiled, I like that they showed how it can easily just happen to anybody and how that experience is. Then it ends up, Bucky actually ends up getting arrested for not doing his mandatory court-appointed therapy. So that also shows you that. It's like they'll run you up first. They'll run the person of color and they'll realize this white person probably is the one in trouble. But they did that. He goes to jail. He gets arrested. So they end up getting arrested and Bucky ends up getting arrested and gets released, and they're trying to find out how he gets bond. They thought it was his therapist that came. He's like, no, I didn't do it. Ends up being the new Captain America, bonds him out, and tells him, like, hey, whatever you got to do to the therapist, the new Captain America tells the therapist, hey, whatever you need to do to release them, just do it. And they have their little powwow and then, you know, between Falcon and Winter Soldier to kind of figure out how to for them to move on so he can go out on the field. And you find out why really Bucky is really upset is the fact that he feels that Steve Rogers told Sam to be the Falcon, that he believed in him and wanted him to be the Falcon. And it was like, okay, that kind of makes sense. And he's like, well, why don't you be a Falcon? And tells him, like, the reason why I feel like if you don't become the Falcon, maybe he was wrong. Maybe he shouldn't have believed in you. Because if he's wrong about you, he's wrong about me. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because there's a lot of guilt that Winter Soldier has to have on his heart. He killed a lot of innocent people. That they show you in the episode one. He has a lot of guilt. That's why he's been hanging out with that older Asian guy, because he killed his son for no reason. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And Bucky had no choice. He did what he was. His brain was there. His mind was there. His choices weren't. But he still feels guilty because it was his body. He killed all those innocent people. So that what comes to right the truth about, like, why Winter Soldier is so mad that Falcon didn't take over the mantle. And then it comes to it where Falcon is just saying, I know this might be hard for you, but I just felt I did the right thing. And that's true. Just because someone tells you this is what they think you should do doesn't mean you have to. You got to do what Falcon seems like. He's just a man of his own. He wants to be himself. And I like that because He didn't take over the mantle. He wants to be the Falcon to be the Falcon. And I dig that a little bit. So it comes to it where they're leaving the session, the therapy session, where Falcon says, okay, we'll just deal with this. We'll wrap it up. We're just doing this one last mission. We'll go our separate ways. We'll go on vacations. And Sam leaves the room. Falcon, the Winter Soldier, looks at the therapist and says, hey, what's the second rule? Therapist says, don't hurt anybody. The Winter Soldier just nods his head and says, yeah. That means he gonna hurt everybody. He can't. He has to. So it comes out that the Falcon and Winter Soldier are outside, and they're seeing the new Captain America and his partner outside. And Captain America, the new Captain America, is telling the guys, like, all right, guys, well, you gotta have to be with us now. We gotta help us out. And the Falcon and Winter Soldier says, well, actually, Falcon said that, well, you guys work for the government. We don't. We're independent contractors. We don't have to get regulations. We don't have to get any proof to do anything. We just go do what we have to do. Makes sense for them not to have to ask any permission. There are Avengers. Well, Falcon is. And the new Captain America. And this is why I said he was a freak, a douche. I knew he was a douche. And it came at the last second. Because when he says, when Falcon says, you guys got to do your own thing. We can do whatever we want. You guys have to follow government rules. He says, well, okay. Well, then just stay out of my way. Well, actually, he says that when they walk away, he's like, all right, hey, you two. Well, if you're not going to work with us, I got one request. Stay the hell out of my way. That was like, okay, I knew it. He was a douche. When I started the episode one, I was like, that Captain America is going to be a douche. I knew it. I knew the hat, the helmet didn't barely fit him. I knew that was a douche. And I got revealed, and I knew it. And actually a foreshadow. If you remember in the scene when they're in the car and he's trying to tell Sam to lean up, he pretty much telling him how he looked up to him, how he blah blah blah, that, you know, I'm not trying to replace Steve, I just need you by my side, like I need you under my wing. I was like, and he said, Falcon said, it's always that last line. And that's exactly what happened at the end of the episode. That last line show you who truly the new Captain America is, a goddamn douche. So guys, that's my review of The Falcon and Winter Soldier. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. It's a new format. I'm trying out, see if you guys like this, do reviews here and there of shows that I like. I'm a nerd. So hopefully you guys like this. And you can guys always find me, Renald Previl, at everything at Hey, it's Renald, HEYITS, Renald, RENALD. You can find me on Instagram at Hey It's Renald. You can find me on Twitter at Hey It's Renald. You can find my YouTube channel at Hey It's Renald. And you can also follow our podcast, Off the Handle Podcast, on Instagram. And on Twitter, you can find us at SuperKickOTH. Thank you guys for listening. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you.